J. Richie Nash. I'm playing Victor Fleming. I always loved doing a comedy, and so that was the first hook. But it's a comedy that has something to say. So that's sort of an added bonus. But yeah, the comedic stuff it's always a lot of fun. A lot of the sort of general premise is based on true events. So I think the writer, of course, took a lot of liberties within the within the writing of the dialogue and some of the sort of the wacky stuff that happens in the show. But yeah, this is based on the actual sort of way that the script developed at the studio. Yeah. And he was a very interesting guy that just now getting his due as a director. He was forgotten for a lot of years, you know, and there's so many well-known directors from that time period, and he was never sort of included in that group. And he's just now sort of starting to be recognized for the work that he did back then. So it was kind of cool to read up about his life.
I am Patrick Halley, and I play Ben Hecht.
Was this true that Ben Hecht did not read the book before they decided to put the screenplay together?
It actually is true, yes. So while the way the play unfolds is pretty zany, it's as Richie said, it's rooted in a true series of events. So he was brought in to fix it, and they had to sort of teach him the entire plot in a week.
How would you describe this as a comedy? Is it sort of madcap, or people talking over each other all the time, scripts flying in the air, that type of thing?
Yeah, I'd say it's very much a throwback to the golden age of old comics and Sid Caesar and your Show of Shows. And at the same time, it has some really great moments of levity. But yeah, I'd say madcap is probably a perfect word for it.
What do you think people will learn about your character, Ben Hecht, that they might not have known about before?
Sure. Ben Hecht was the highest paid screenwriter of his time, and he worked just as much as a credited writer. He worked as an uncredited, a script fixer or a script doctor, which is what he does here. And he was a pretty passionate Zionist also, raised money and awareness for the creation of Israel, and the play touches on that too.
I'm Gene Marano. We're talking with the cast of Moonlight and Magnolias, a play which opens on Wednesday at Mill Mountain Theater. It's a fictional tale about the writing of the script for the movie Gone with the Wind.
I'm Sid Solomon. I play David O. Selznick. Back at this time, we didn't really think about the directors as being, you know, the field general of the movie. It really was a producer's medium, or at least that's what everybody thought. If you talk to David Selznick about this whole episode that the play depicts afterwards, he takes credit for everything. You know, on the script that came out, anything that was different from the novel, all of the improvements that were made during this episode were David Selznick's, and that sounds accurate to me. I mean, you know, he's the guy in charge, and that's the way I like it. It's incredibly funny, or at least it is if we do our jobs right. It really is. I mean, the four of us just sort of whacking away at each other over the course of, you know, 90 minutes. I mean, we've been in rehearsal this morning for about an hour. I'm already sweaty. I'm already exhausted. It's a very physical, very active, very fast-paced show with a lot of really fun stuff. You know, and like Patrick said, if you know the movie, you're going to love a lot of the stuff. If you don't know the movie, we're still going to bring you along for the story, bring you along for the ride. It's a lot of fun to do. The rehearsal is a lot of fun, and getting up there in front of an audience is going to be amazing. I can't wait.
Amanda Sox, and I play Miss Poppingool. She's not a real character. Selznick definitely had secretaries. I'm not going to say reading his biography, skimming through his biography. There are several secretaries mentioned, executive assistants, let's call them. And so this play has this fictional character that kind of encapsulates probably what a lot of his secretaries went through, or executive assistants. I can't imagine they had much of a shelf life. They probably quit pretty quickly because he's a pretty demanding boss.
I'm Jay Briggs, and I'm the director of the play. it's sort of a unique thing to be able to, like, do a play about real people. That's been a lot of fun in the research of it, is trying to figure out who these people are and, like, what of the narrative of the play is real and what is fictionalized, and the characters, what are drawn from their real lives and what's sort of, like, expanded upon. That's a lot of the appeal to me.